relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. More and more images, shocking images, being posted on social media and by the legacy media of what is occurring inside Capitol Hill, inside Congress. And what we know for sure is, because we've actually seen the footage, we've seen the photographs of it, one civilian, one woman was shot in the neck, transported out of the building. We do not know her identity or her status. We also saw the photographs of plainclothes officers, clearly not the protesters. These were individuals in suits with communications equipment with their sidearms drawn, and the reporting is apparently that they shot that woman. No reports of violence by the protesters, but they did breach the building. The MPD, the Metropolitan Police that has responded responsibility outside of Congress, and the Capitol Hill Police, clearly, as our guest for the last 2 hours, Joe DeGenova said, have demonstrated a catastrophic failure of planning to deal with today's events. Another very loyal friend and very popular guest and guest host who stepped into the breach when I had to take a few days off because of a certain Chinese export is, of course, Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com, West Coast Warrior Princess. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, you are very far away from us, thousands of miles away.
I am.
Give us the Californian response. What is the media's response? What is the social media buzz to the truly historic events of today?
Well, first, can I just call for a little bit of consistency? Because I think what we all need to do right now is take a deep breath. I think we need to remember that the people who went inside the Capitol should be arrested. The people who are on the outside should be allowed the space to protest. There is a lot of frustration and emotions are running really high right now. And we have to maintain a little bit. So there's a lot of hysteria on social media, on Twitter, in our local news here in Southern California. And I will tell you that starting out the day, we have had many peaceful rallies going on in Southern California. We had one in downtown Los Angeles that our friend, my co-host Don Dix, was actually emceeing. That was in Los Angeles at City Hall. There were some protests in Pasadena, in Sacramento. There was a big one up in Northern California, and then in Thousand Oaks. So there were many protests against this election and supportive of President Trump all throughout the state. None of them, at least that I've heard as of yet, have turned violent. They were all very peaceful, and a lot of people attended, thousands and thousands of them. There was a little bit of a skirmish of sorts, I guess, in downtown LA just a few minutes ago. And it involved maybe 4 or 5 Trump supporters and law enforcement just back and forth, kind of yelling back and forth at each other. But that's been cleared up. Unfortunately, I think just watching, as you are, the national news media deal with this, It's tough. I mean, it brings up a lot of emotions in all of us, I think. Nobody wants to see this on the steps of our nation's capital. But there has to be an understanding that there is a lot of frustration in this country right now. There is a lot of division. And we need to really step back here a little bit and figure out the way, figure out how we can come together to get people to move forward. And I think the way that we do that is by launching this investigation into the election, whether it's 10 days or 20 days, whatever it is, a limited investigation so that the half of the country that is feeling very fed up right now feels that at least they're being heard. So that we can move forward. I don't know, I'm not trying to press a fear button here, Seb, but I don't know how we move forward from all of this. There's just so much hate flying back and forth. It's just disheartening.
I really appreciate your very measured, your very reasonable tones. I presume the events you talk about happening in California today were all meant to be timed to correspond with the president's address on the ellipse. These peaceful protests were about election fraud, allowing a certain venting of the grievances. Let me ask you, as somebody who's fought for conservative values in the midst of a California that has become increasingly radical in terms of the politics coming from the governor on down, especially in the times of the Chinese virus and the times of COVID. We spent the last 2 hours with Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing, and I want to talk about apportioning blame. I want to talk about how we arrived at this place. We don't want to see our Congress, our People's House, the Assembly for the United States, breached in this way. But surely, wasn't it predictable after the last 4 years and after the last 8 weeks, Jennifer?
Yeah, no, I think what you said, and I know Victoria and Joe were talking about the failures of the police in Washington, D.C., and certainly in with the Capitol Police to be ready for something like this. I mean, it seems bizarre to me that people were able to just walk up and sort of rush in. That seems very strange. I was one of those people, though, that took issue with the mayor of Washington, D.C., calling for the National Guard in advance of this because, again, consistency absolutely matters. And so when you let people who were burning down churches and pulling down statues and graffitiing federal buildings have the space to protest, well, I think people who are frustrated about this presidential election get to have that space, too. And the National Guard is called in when things get violent. So obviously, we don't support a breach. Surely we knew there was going to be frustration. And while I don't think I was supportive of them calling in the National Guard preemptively, the Capitol Police should have absolutely been aware of this, that or at least ready for this with beefed up security, especially knowing that as this rally and this march are taking place, that they're going to be arguing out the merits of the 2020 election at the same time. So I do think there was a failure there. I do think that this was expected. I don't think any of us probably expected the building itself to be breached. I don't know if that was in any of our minds as to what would happen today. But we have an issue here, and we have an issue, people's frustration boiling over. For months, we were hearing about all of this evidence that was presented to people and judges throwing it out. The media saying that Trump supporters were crazy and it was a conspiracy that there was election fraud and no one really giving it a look. Whether or not this would have changed the outcome of the election, Americans need to have faith in their system of elections. And if we don't do that, if we didn't stand up and fight for that right now, what does the future look like? I think is one of the big questions. And certainly, I think the fight is really important right now, not only moving forward, but to make sure that at least people know that we're aware of what's going on around us. We want the freedom and the space to be able to present the evidence and decide if there's anything there instead of it just being swept under the rug. And maybe it seems predictable, but Seb, I really feel like the media has a huge role in all of this because for months, the narrative has been that Trump supporters are crazy and that they're conspiratorial and that there's nothing there. And Trump judges have thrown this out and it's already been adjudicated and we're hearing all of this stuff that we know is not true. And so you have this boiling frustration. You have people who are ready to fight back, to push back. And we get, unfortunately, what we saw today. And that's not good or productive for anybody.
But you say Americans or millions of Americans, and you're right, have lost faith in our institutions and in our election.
Yeah.
Is a 10-day investigation going to bring back that faith, Jennifer Horn?
Well, we have to look at the at what is realistic, right? I mean, what can be done? Okay, there are a couple of options before us. Mike Pence could have made the decision to try to pursue constitutionally an overturning of some of those electoral results. We could call for an investigation to at least try and see to, if we can figure out or compel states to overturn their own results. But what else is the solution moving forward other than raising awareness, other than getting people to talk about this, other than forcing the hand of the news media and the left to actually tackle this? I mean, what is reasonable? And I think reasonable would be, if you have nothing to hide, let's at least have the investigation so that we can move forward as a country that may not be unified completely, but that at least feels like we're all on the same page.
Something has to
be. Does that make sense? I mean, what are the other solutions, I guess? What do you?
Something has to be done, but I am convinced of one thing, Jennifer, that 10 days will not provide.
That's probably true.
The healing will not provide the answers, will not uncover the truth in ways where people will say, okay, I trust the system. Next time I go and vote, I have confidence that my vote will matter and not be stolen by suitcases of ballots being pulled out from under a table.
It feels hopeless, and you look at it in Georgia, and it was like deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same it's the same whole process of events.
We are happy warriors. You epitomize that, so we will jettison hopelessness, and we will continue to persevere for this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, also crntalk.com. Back with our good friend Jennifer after these messages.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Car Firearms Group is proud to sponsor this segment. Car, K-A-H-R, Car Arms, Magnum Research, the guys that bring you the Desert Eagle and Auto Ordnance, the modern version of the classic Tommy Gun. Together, that's the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Check them out today, K-A-H-R. com. This is America First with your host, Sebastian Gorka. I was there at the president's speech today, and one of the best speakers was Vernon Jones, who made a big announcement in front of all of us. Play audio cut 13.
But you know what? We're about to make this the grand new party. I've been thinking a lot. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home to the party of Lincoln. I'm ready to go home to the party of Frederick Douglass. I'm ready to go home to the party of South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Today, I'm coming home. I'm coming home to the grand old party. I am officially joining the Republican Party.
One man who's had enough, he's leaving the Democrats and he's joining the GOP today. We shall discuss now with our good friend, host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, we always look for the positive. Today, disturbing images. An unarmed woman apparently was shot. We do not know her condition. Weapons were drawn by federal law enforcement inside Congress. Not something any of us expected or want to see in America. But could the words of Vernon Jones maybe presage something positive? Could there be a rejigging? Could there be a fundamental change to American politics because of everything we've gone through, not just in the last 4 years, but in the last 8 weeks?
I look at it, first of all, as a positive, certainly. I think that Nancy Pelosi's probably crying a little bit today because her majority just got that much smaller in the House of Representatives. Look, the messaging for Republicans is right on. Republicans are widening their tent. They're broadening the appeal of the Republican Party. Probably where I can give you the most hope is that the party of white elitists is now the Democrat Party. All of the snobbery, all of the academics, all of the people who have had a charmed life, those are the people who are now finding themselves moving away into the Democrat Party. And you're getting the working class, the middle class, you're getting all sorts of minorities. And the conservative movement is becoming more of a welcoming movement. Look at how well President Trump did with African Americans and Hispanics. I'm seeing it here in California. All of this, there's a recall effort on our governor, Gavin Newsom, and it's being pushed ahead by Hispanic voters in the state of California, so much so that we've now hit a marker of 1 million signatures already to get this initiative to recall Gavin Newsom on the ballot. So conservatism in general, under the leadership of President Trump, has made Republicans a more welcoming, inclusive party. I really believe that's been something that's been ongoing. But President Trump is the one who accelerated all of that to make it the party for the people. So if there is something positive to take from today, those are the words that, and also that people are still willing to fight for what they feel like is right in their heart. Now, sometimes we get in misguided ways and we do things that are stupid or maybe they're over the line, but that people are still willing to fight for what's right and good and just. That's what President Trump is doing today. I think it is really simplistic, this whole effort to make down to make it about President Trump trying to get another 4 years in office. He is fighting for the American electoral system. He is fighting for the future of free and fair elections. And so if we're going to take the good stuff from today, that's it, that people are still willing to stand up and that he's teaching people in the Republican Party, independents, people who voted for him, half of the country, that they can do the same thing and stand up for what's right. So those are the good things that we take from today, certainly.
Let's be clear. The reason we had the rally, the reason those demonstrators, protesters went to Capitol Hill was not because of Donald Trump. It was of the election. Nevertheless, I have to ask you, Jennifer Horn, whatever happens on January the 20th, whoever stands there at the podium, Donald Trump isn't going anywhere in terms of the political landscape. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree. And in fact, I've said he may even be more effective outside of the White House, outside of the constraints of what has been surrounding him. If President Trump wants to go away, I don't think any of us could blame him, because he and his family have been put through the ringer over the last 4 years. So I would understand if he'd like to go off to the golf course and retire in Florida, but I don't think that's in him. I truly believe that he thinks he has a duty to help try to save this country and to try to keep it the country that we've known and that we love and that we believe in. So I think he's staying to fight, and I think he should, because when you look at the Republican bench, the Republican bench has some depth to it. But who has the backbone that President Trump does? Who has no shame bone like President Trump does? Who will not fall victim to the bullying, the name calling, and the suppression of the news media and the left? And that person is President Trump. And so we need him to kind of lead the charge here. Even if he isn't sworn into office on January 20th, we need his voice in this party, because it's going to propel us in the right direction while we do develop that bench and get those people who are willing to fight. Because you say it all the time, Seb, this is not an election. This is not one-off election. This is a culture war. This is something that has been infiltrated. Our culture has been infiltrated by leftist and progressive ideology, and it has been for decades. We just saw it accelerated because President Trump woke up Republicans who have been sleeping for decades. So people are finally waking up. They're seeing it. And now we have to do something about it. We're showing up late to the party, but at least President Trump has given us our fight back.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say. I was sitting there in the front row listening to the president today, and I thought about this question, exactly this issue. Is he, if things don't go the way patriots want, if this election is stolen, is he going to disappear? And I just had this flash of, it's not intuition, but I think understanding or empathy, having worked for him in the White House, that after what you've been through, yes, it's been awful, the attacks on your family members, people who work for you, even your young son, but nevertheless, his commitment to America for the last 4 years, that's not something that you can switch off like a light mm-hmm. switch. And the idea
and
that
he knows
would,
people love him, by the way.
Yes.
You can see it today.
Oh, yeah. And he loves their commitment to the values that he shares with them in terms of the respect for why this is the greatest nation on God's earth. So the idea that he would just go quietly into the night, I find counterintuitive. And you know, when it comes to the bench, I'm sorry, there is no one like Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Yes, we need him. And I think that's the title for this segment. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. She is my guest host. She is our great friend, host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Stay safe, my friend. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
America First. Magnificent.
It's great to have this job. Why? Because you can go to a historic event like the President's Rally, the March for America, meet great people sitting right there in the front row, and then have them on your show a couple of hours later. Who am I talking about? Who am I teasing? That great American, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, a man who's done so much for the president. It's actually awe-inspiring. And he was there, and he's still in D.C., and he's Skyping in right now. Mike, how are you doing? Are you safe? How has your day been since I saw you a few hours ago?
Well, I came back to the Trump Hotel, but my nieces actually went down to the Capitol, and everything you're seeing on TV, it was 99.9%. Nobody was doing anything. It was peaceful. You know, it's what you're seeing is so magnified. It's just
nuts. Are your nieces safe, Mike?
Yeah. They came back. They just got kind of bored standing around down there, and then they got a little cold. You know, we were cold in the front row there. You know, it's a little chilly.
It was
out.
A little fresh today. A little fresh.
Yeah, they're yeah.
So we heard some great speakers, you and I, today. Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Vernon Jones, on and on and on. I want an outside individual. I said a little bit about what the president said, but would you share with our millions of listeners and viewers the president's message today to the American people and the assembled hundreds of thousands? What did you take away from the president's speech?
Well, the message was he finally was able, what he told, the biggest part of it was all the evidence that's there. You know, when you got one state where you just take out the dead people that voted and the people that were underage and you win that state, and then you go to another state, you take out the dead people, the people that don't live there, and you win that state. I mean, this is like a kindergarten could figure out, hey, you're not the real winner, you're the real winner. And then we talk about, I lived at that, what Rudy was talking about, is what Mike Pence should do now after they hear all the evidence is just give 10 days a committee that's been done before. I believe it was 1876.
Yes.
Have a committee. And what? Because you know what? This will get solved very easily if the whole world in the U.S. gets to see all the evidence. Because once they see it, I've been working with Sidney Powell and General Flynn. And once you see what I've seen, And even the people on the left are going to go, you know what? I don't like Donald Trump, but he did win by a lot.
Here's my question to you. Today's January the 6th, and this is I asked our guests all day. We've been discussing this for the last 2.5 hours. The inauguration is in 14 days, Mike. Yes, world's attention has to be on this. Do we have enough time, Mike?
Yes, let me tell you about that. You know that there was an inauguration that was delayed 90 days in our country back at, guess when, who did it? Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War.
Correct.
Now, let me tell you, there's two very important times in history, the Civil War and what we're living right now. If we lose this battle, it's over. We are a socialist country. You just, well, I don't know where everybody would move to because it would be, this is it. This would be end times.
Yeah, the stakes are enormous. If you can justify the theft of an election for one party, a party that wishes to lower the voting age, provide amnesty for illegal aliens, pack the courts, and also create new states in America, then that's it. Then you've locked in one party forever. He is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, the pillow I rest my head on every single night. Sold more than 51 million of them. And because you are a friend of America First, Mike is giving you 60% off, not $69.98, $29.98 if you use my name. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, warranted for 10 years. Our whole team uses them. We love them. Even the president uses them. Go now to mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's you can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, G-O-R-K-A. Mike, you're going to stay with us for one more segment, but in the last 30 seconds we have with you now, your political aspirations, what's the latest development there?
Well, people have been asking me that about governor of Minnesota. There's a lot of things I have to look into, and one of them is ads on TV. The timing has to be right because I can't have my face all over the TV, I guess, in an election.
You've got to be careful because they will come after you. Why? Because you're a patriot and because you love this country, and they don't want a fair fight. They want a pitch. They want a playing field that is skewed in their favor. They've been doing it since Nixon lost his first election, and they're doing it in the last 8 weeks, and they did it last night. Follow him right now at Real Mike Lindell. He's beaming straight in from Trump Hotel here in D.C. Don't touch that dial. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain today and have found relief nowhere else, you have to try this incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that are on a mission to give you pain relief. I tried this product 2 years ago. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Don't you want to find out if you could be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. What are you waiting for? You know it makes sense. You deserve to find out, as the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Back with Mike Lindell in a moment. Playing that because naughty Lara Trump was on the stage today before the president after her husband Eric gave a fabulous little crowd-pleasing speech and then told everybody, will you sing happy birthday because it's Eric Trump's birthday. So happy birthday, Eric Trump. It was quite the scene and the ellipse. Thousands of Americans singing happy birthday. And one man who was with us was, of course, Mike Lindell. What was you know, we are seeing disturbing pictures from Capitol Hill. Apparently one civilian unarmed woman shot. We don't know her condition. We've been talking to our Capitol Hill correspondent twice from inside the building. Contrast that, especially with the way, of course, the media is spinning it, Mike, with what you witnessed today at that rally. Share with our millions of listeners and viewers what the atmosphere was like and what the message was of all the speakers.
Well, you know, the message is it was all a message of hope. And everyone out there was not just a, it wasn't like a normal rally. People are, it was worried hope. And, you know, that's what I've seen there, because they know, everybody knows that this election is trying to be taken from us. Not just this election, it's our country. Our country, this is it. And when you, but you know what? When you have something like we have, the evidence we have, imagine how we would feel right now if we didn't have anything on them, you know, because it's out. And I want everybody to say there's also a gorilla in the room, and that's the Supreme Court.
Yes.
It's sitting there, and they're watching this. And you cannot, we cannot get through this month without everybody seeing the evidence. Just show us the evidence, like Rudy said. And hey, if there's nothing there, we'll all go home peacefully. That's the way, that's what we do. You know,
Let me share with you something that Rudy said to me, and I don't think I'm talking out of school. This is America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. And you know, he is right there. He's at the forefront of the president's, you know, special legal team. And he said, even if I were a liberal judge, Mike, even if I were a left-wing Obama, right, Clinton appointee, just as a human being, wouldn't you be curious to see, okay, what is this evidence they've come up with? But time after time after time, they just say, we're not going to even listen. We're not even going to allow you to make the argument. Right. So as a human being, wouldn't you even just want to see what Rudy has?
Right, absolutely. And that's the spiritual warfare that's going on in our country and world. That's this evil cloak. These people have blinders on, because you know what? When it does, and it will, when the Supreme Court looks at this, I'm telling you, for what I've seen and know, 100%, everything I have, I would risk on what I'm telling you. That will be a 9-0 vote from the Supreme Court that this, there is some bad stuff that went on. This is wrong. And send it back to the state so they can relook at the evidence. You know, this is what needs to happen. Any human being would want this. And why would you not want to be a president? Even on the, you know, if you're going to be president, or if you got elected, wouldn't you want to tell the people, hey, it was fair and I really won? Like you just said there, if, whether you're a liberal or on the left or even a radical crazy liberal, you would you'd want to know the truth. You'd want to say, hey, you're wrong, you guys, and shove it in our face and say you're wrong. But there, you know what? The difference is this time, they got caught cheating in a poker game at 11:15 on election night, when all of a sudden Donald Trump was going to win anyway, in spite of all the fraud. And then when they had to stop everything, it's like you cheating in a poker game. Well, guess what? Normally they'd pull their guns out and just take all the money. But this time we stopped and locked the door. We locked the door, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Now, we it's been a trying day for America. It's only just beginning. We know how the left and the legacy media will respond. So I want to ask you, as a man who wrote the book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, a man who has testified, who has witnessed to the power of our Lord and Creator in where you are today. In the last few minutes we have, what is your message to Americans who are concerned, who are worried, and how important is connecting with our Lord and Creator right now, Mike?
It is the most important time of your life. You can't sit back this time. You got to, everyone in this country should be getting on their knees and praying and praying. God's got his hand in all this, but you know what? There's two paths that can go. And we need to, right now, we need to beat evil. We need to all pray. We need to pray for that. We need to pray for our vice president to hear from the Holy Spirit, to hear what, from him, and not have any blocks. We need to have congressmen, senators, state legislatures, Supreme Court, all this. We need to pray that the evidence gets revealed. And we need, you know, we need just to pray that God, give us give us mercy and give us grace. You gave us grace November 8, 2016. We're asking for to give us grace now. And we know, I know the Lord appointed Donald Trump for 8 years and not four. And I think we're in the most blessed time in history because of what happened on election night. We're part of history where now we have a chance to stop evil once and for all for the whole world for fraudulent elections. And I believe this will be the time for the biggest revival in history for more people to come to know Jesus than any other time in history.
As one of our guests said, oh, I can't remember, a year ago, 2 years ago, America needs a rededication. A rededication not just to its founding principles that we inherited from our founding fathers, but a rededication to the man, to the Creator who made it all possible, and to his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you, Mike. Keep doing what you do. An incredible patriot. Follow him at Real Mike Lindell. Stay safe along with your nieces. This is America First. If you want to support a man that makes shows like this possible, that's how we have talk radio. We don't get taxpayer money. We are on the teat of the Congress's distribution of wealth. As my friend Chris Plant always says, we are a free market enterprise. Support Mike, and you make our shows possible. Go to MyPillow.com and use my name, G-O-R-K-A. If you love this show, if you love the truth, that's how you make it possible. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Wow, what an incredible day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
What I was told, if I went from 63 million, which we had 4 years ago, to 66 million, there was no chance of losing. Well, we didn't go to 66. We went to 75 million. And they say we lost. We didn't lose. And by the way, does anybody believe that Joe had 80 million votes? Does anybody believe that? He had 80 million computer votes.
That's really why what happened today happened. Nobody believes it. Well, if you do, you're a sheep. But those who aren't indoctrinated, who haven't imposed blinkers upon themselves, no, you know it. The Democrat candidate for the highest office in the land did not win a fair election. The man who was vilified for 4 years, as soon as he came down that escalator, who is called a misogynist, an Islamophobe, a white supremacist, and then eventually a Nazi, received 13 million more votes than he did in the last election. He received more votes than any president in American history. They used the coronavirus as an excuse. They mailed out 80 million unbidden ballots. And then, illegally, against the Constitution, against, in several cases, their own state constitutions, said, there's no need to verify signatures. There's no need to get those ballots in before the night of the election. Why would you do that? Why would you not verify the identity of the voter? For one reason alone. Because you want to defraud the nation of their election. That's why Americans did what they did today. We don't condone the storming of the Capitol, but we understand it because those who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution have reneged upon it, have betrayed their oath on both left and right. Something has begun today, and it will not be over by January the 20th. Pray for this nation. Pray for the president and the vice president. God bless you all. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.